Since 2001, we've followed the battle by community radio advocates to carve out tiny neighborhood broadcast niches on the FM dial, the domain of syndicated commercial and religious broadcast. Several years ago, the Federal Communications Commission opened up licensing opportunities for new, independent, low-power, non-commercial FM stations. As Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, Fayetteville Community Radio is among several dozen applicants in Arkansas.
Nightbird Books, an independent bookstore on Dixon Street in downtown Fayetteville, is busy with patrons this evening, but soon, if everything works out, Fayetteville Community Radio will be beaming a 100-watt signal from a new rooftop antenna.
My name is Joe Newman. I've been helping organize this effort to get radio, low-power FM radio here in Fayetteville. I'm a computer software programmer by trade.
And the window to apply for a license was narrow. Organizations had 1 month last fall to electronically apply to the Federal Communications Commission for a permit, choosing from a small menu of available FM frequencies. The FCC created what is called an LPFM opportunities map, showing what channels were available in what regions. And to reduce competition, Fayetteville Community Radio worked out an agreement with two other groups vying for the 97.3 channel.
The groups that have applied are Fayetteville Community Radio, Puente de Paz, and the Art Experience. So there's only three of us, and we all have agreed to work in cooperation to get a station on 97.3. So it's a done deal, though we do have to wait for the FCC now to award the license to a particular group amongst us.
The FCC awards points to applicants if they've existed for at least 2 years, are committed to broadcasting at least 12 hours per day, and will provide 8 hours of locally produced content.
A community radio station is run by volunteers in the community, producing their own shows. A lot of the content of this station will be determined by the people who get involved and what they want to tell the community. They can have music to play, maybe music they just like would like to hear on the local station, or they might be local musicians, could be authors and poets. Lots of groups in town would like to get their message out over the air. This will give them an opportunity to do so.
And Joe Newman expects the FCC to award an operating permit to their nonprofit umbrella, Omni Center for Peace, Justice, and Ecology.
And they're going to be the license holder of the station.
Omni is among several dozen in Arkansas who have applied for a LPFM license. LPFM stations are available to non-commercial educational entities and public safety and transportation organizations. Individuals, commercial operators, and media are barred from applying.
We have a mission statement. Would you like to hear that? Fayetteville Community Radio features locally produced programming and presents cultural, artistic, and political perspectives currently underrepresented in the media. Our goal is to inform and empower listeners to play an active role in our radio station and in the community. Our programming promotes equality, peace, sustainability, democracy, and social and economic justice.
After passage of the Telecommunications Act of 1996, which allowed for cross-ownership of broadcast media, hundreds of community FM radio stations went off the air. To fix the problem, the FCC established the low-power FM radio service in 2000 to convey as many as 900 new LPFM licenses with multiple translators. Translators expand a signal's reach. Those spots were quickly consumed by right-wing and evangelical networks. Micro-broadcast interest groups, most notably the nonprofit Prometheus Radio Project, founded by former pirate radio producers, along with the National Federation of Community Broadcasters, lobbied the FCC to dismiss hundreds of those translators to make room, especially for culturally diverse community groups, which led to the passage of the Local Community Radio Act of 2010, which granted equal protection to community radio stations. Advocates say low-power FM stations will benefit both non-English-speaking and isolated rural communities. So what will Fayetteville Community Radio's call letters be? Station manager Joe Newman.
We'll just see how it goes. We don't really know.
Hopefully the door's open.
Oh, yeah. Didn't even think about it.
I didn't even think about it.
Robert and Lisa Sharp, who operate Nightbird Books, have offered a home to Fayetteville Community Radio. Joe Newman leads the way to an upper loft where the station control room will be built.
We will contribute to the utilities, but basically they're generously providing it rent-free.
Production studio will also be built at the Omni Center complex, a few miles northeast of here, where radio production classes will be held.
And a little phrase we use sometimes is people should not just be media consumers, but they should know how to produce media.
Moshe Newmark will be a show producer. He previously hosted a reggae music show on KXUA, the University of Arkansas student radio station.
Very, very interested in community radio. I actually have worked in commercial radio and non-commercial radio for over 20 years, so it's very exciting to me.
But unlike a commercial FM station, this one will reach a limited number of over-the-air listeners.
If this was a flat area, I would say we would easily blanket the entire Fayetteville. But because of the terrain, there may be and will be some dead spots.
The station will fill any gaps via web streaming and podcasting.
We're looking at a budget to start with, a whopping $30,000, hopefully, to really get where we need to be to build this. And by the way, I don't know if this is appropriate to interject, but on March 16th, we're having our kickoff fundraiser at the Greenhouse Grill, and hopefully we'll raise a good portion of that money.
Fundraiser will include a silent auction, music, and food. Fayetteville Community Radio counts about 45 members, half which are active, and more than 600 supporters. An annual budget has not been established. The FCC received several thousand LPFM applications, far fewer than expected, broadcast analysts say. But station manager Joe Newman says new community stations plan to network to share best practices and support wider radio reform.
Well, besides our college radio station and NPR, the domination by corporate radio really limits what people can hear and do on the radio. So this could open up a new voice for a lot of people in a lot of communities.
Fayetteville Community Radio must comply with certain FCC rules, operate at least 36 hours per week, be open to the public 20 hours a week, keep a station log, air hourly station IDs, and maintain an emergency alert system. Fayetteville Community Radio also plans to have a generator in place to broadcast during power outages. LPFM stations are allowed to air certain types of syndicated programming, maintain a political file on candidate appearances, and observe FCC rules regarding obscene and indecent content. Unlike National Public Radio, which is ethically barred from advocacy journalism, content on Fayetteville Community Radio will skew towards the left of the political spectrum. Joe Newman.
Ideally, I'd like to be out on the streets. We had the Occupy movement, which was a big, big event for months here. And in some cities, and really led by other local community radio stations, there were people out there with them reporting on living with them in their tents and trying to get a real feel for what people were talking about and what was happening. And I think we have a great opportunity to do that.
Moshe Newmark is interested in creating a local talent showcase.
Just imagine local musicians getting their music out for the whole community to hear. People that have hobbies, people that are passionate about certain subjects, being able to talk about these things so that it's a real community sharing.
College student Olivia Hines is doing community outreach for the station.
I know that everyone has a voice and not many people are heard, and I'd like to reconnect my generation and the younger people back to radio so they can feel that their voice has power and they can tell their story and hear from others.
Fayetteville Community Radio, 97.3 FM, is looking for donations of vinyl and CDs to build a music library, as well as turntables, CD decks, microphones, and mixers. The station logo, a black broadcast tower held up by a translucent hand. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
A fundraiser to support construction of Fayetteville Community Radio is scheduled for 5 p.m. March 16th at Greenhouse Grill in Fayetteville. For more, you can visit facebook.com/community.radio.community.voice.